But it is a small world, and that's all I kept saying was, gee, it's a small world. To think I'd meet somebody from Hartford. So I pointed out some of the other people that we have from New England there, you know, on board the ship. As I said, business was picking up. I didn't even get out of bed yesterday morning. I wasn't even out of bed when they had flight quarters, and this was a Vietnamese, and shot in the head. So we did him, and then we got a little. Did our regular cases, and then we got a little kid in who fell off a motorcycle, 4 years old. Oh, that kid is gorked out. I don't know how he's doing today. I haven't gone down to check on him. But he was pretty bad, so we did him. And then last night, I guess, forget what else. Oh, we must have finished him around 7 o'clock or something last night. I lose all track of time. Anyhow, I know I went to eat, and I got into the tail end of Mass, and then came back, and I took a shower and lay down for a while, and then at 10 o'clock we got flight quarters again, and we got two kids in. One was about 10, and the other one was about, maybe 12 or 14, but he was too far gone to save. We just couldn't save him. And in those cases, we don't make any attempt to. This little one that we took in, 10 years old, had many, many injuries, including a head injury. I don't know how he's going to do. However, we'll see. No one knows. They're all Vietnamese unknown. Nobody knows. Somebody found them someplace and brought them out. But we think that they were laying mines from the type of injury they had, and probably VC. Yeah, you never know. And then about 3 o'clock, he was a long case. We brought him in around 11, and we finished him up at 5. And while we were sitting there, you know, while we were doing our cases, a woman that we've been doing plastic surgery on, she had half her face blown off. We've been doing plastic surgery on her. Came down in labor. It was her 8th baby. But really, she wasn't in very good labor. And at 5 o'clock, I said, I'm going to bed. And I left one of the nurses with her, and I said, if she... Because by this time I'd worked 22 hours, and the other kid had only worked about 14, I think, or something like that. So I went down, and rather I'd been up for 22 hours. Actually, I had there were about two and a half hours I wasn't working. So I went up and went to bed, and I just left everything right here so I could jump into my clothes quickly, but they never called me. And she didn't deliver until 10 this morning. Little girl. And they announced it over the 1MC. That's how I know what time she delivered. I heard them announce it. Mrs. Chow had a baby girl at 10:17. And a pretty big one for Vietnamese. So everybody was quite, you know, they were kind of happy about the whole thing. And then at 3 o'clock we had another kid in, another Vietnamese unknown. Another stomach injury, but he had been operated on the beach. But they thought he might have to have chest surgery. They decided to wait on him. So, although we've been getting Vietnamese, and I don't object to that. We got some American burns in today, though, too. I'm just waiting to hear, you know, when this big push is going to start. And it'll be like it was when I came out here. We work until 5, 6 every single morning. Every 3 days. But that's the way it goes. Might as well end up the way I began, huh? But we were busy, as I say, last night. To me, though, I'd just as soon run 2 or 3 rooms as to run just one, because if I'm going to step, I might as well be good and busy. Not enough to keep you awake, you know. I got 2 more corpsmen leaving. One in about 3 days, and the other one in about the 1st of February, and then I'm next. And they have a saying here, so they have short timers, you know, and then when you're next, it's, I'm not short, I'm next, you know, because everybody looks forward to going home. I didn't think that I would, I'm not that, I don't want to say I'm not anxious, of course I'm anxious, but I thought that I would probably be a little more, less anxious than a lot of people. Having been, you know, overseas before and everything. But I think by this time, it's time, at the end of a year, you've had it. It's time to go. and it's a good idea to leave. Also on board this time is a Vietnamese priest, Father Kong, and I don't know what's the matter with him. He has a fever of undetermined origin, I guess. So he's been saying Mass. And last night he said it in Latin, and today he and Father Kong celebrate it. It was half in Latin, half in English. It sounds funny to hear the Latin again. I can't get used to the idea. But he's a very nice priest. I guess there are very few priests in Vietnam, and he has a jeep, and he travels all over the place. And of course, Father's very, very kind to him. Father's very, very kind to everybody. We really are fortunate to have such a good priest, and all of us I really do like him, because he's so, he's really with the program. And it's funny to see these people change, because I remember when he first came, he was just absolutely horrified by everything, and now he's just like everybody else. You sort of come to accept it and accept the way things are. But today, as I said, it was a beautiful day, and I did go up in the sun deck. They had a vertical replenishment, and they did the chopper pilots did tricks and everything with their choppers. Vertical replenishment is when there's another ship several hundred feet away from you, and the choppers take on stores. That is, they tie them onto some sort of a thing on the bottom of the chopper, or iron rope or something, and they fly over to our ship and drop it on our flight deck, and then they have all hands working party. And boy, it was hot for those kids out there today, I'll tell you. And these kids were out there, you know, getting the stores, and they really replenishing, and they really did a good job. And I just sat out in the sun, got burnt to a crisp, but I needed the color. As you get downstairs, you don't even get to see the light of day, sometimes for days on end. I have some pictures of Hong Kong, and I'll send them when I get a whole group of them together. I haven't had a whole lot of mail. I'm wondering perhaps if maybe it isn't because that plane went down with a mail. Of course, all of us swear that's what it was, that our mail had to be on it. And that's why it went down. We got a new doctor on board, too, a new anesthesiologist by the name of Valdez. He's Cuban, escaped from Cuba in 1960, early sometime. And a very nice fellow. Anyhow, his family's in Richmond. So it turns out he knows the Cuban people that I know in Richmond. And he said, you know, I think I was told to give you a message from them and from the chief nurse at Great Lakes. He said, but I was told to give so many people so many messages, I just couldn't. He said, I couldn't remember. And I said, well, that's all right. And he said, but Rafael Serrano had said, you know, to go ahead and to be sure to say hello to me. My Spanish teacher is being played by various people to have Spanish classes to admit them to his Spanish classes. And I guess one of the doctors is going to have Spanish lessons in the afternoon, but he's not admitting him into my class or the others. And frankly, I'm very happy because I'm very selfishly, you know, it's one thing to get individual attention. It's another thing to be part of a class. So, unless I'm not, I do a lot better than I did, but I have a long, long way to go, believe me, but I do better than I did. I don't know whether my Chinese test is going to come or not. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Every one that's been shipped from Taipei to the Philippines has been broken, so the nurse there hasn't gotten it. Dottie DeLicio, poor Dottie. I should write her a note, too, and thank her. I think I told her to have my wig set, in the Philippines, and they did a lovely job, except the style is much too youthful for me. Just sort of a long flip, you know. I'll have to get that changed when I get home. But I haven't worn it yet either. However, let's see, I think that's all the news that I have. It seems like I should have more, but I just don't. Once you get back on the line, you know, and you're not going any place or doing anything, you're just sitting out here, there's not much to say. And As I said, I did send a note to Genevieve Aslan and thanked her for the candy, and I think I got all my thank you notes out. I think I sent everybody a note and told them I appreciate everything they've done. Oh, I got a tape from Sam, and he's starting up. He's decided to leave the University of Pittsburgh, and he's starting up in a practice someplace near Pittsburgh. He's going to still live in Pittsburgh, though, and he's really looking forward to that. He thinks it'll be, you know, much better for him. One of my corpsmen went on 30 days leave to Canada. He's Canadian, Irish, not French, though. And, gee, I got a letter from him. He's in the hospital with an ulcer, so I don't know what's going to happen, whether he's coming back or not. I have, if they just don't, you know, they don't have the people to give you. And you're in a bind sometimes. But, like everything else, we manage, you know. You take it a day at a time. Well, I hope everything is okay, and I hope you don't mind my sending all that stuff home. I bet you're ready to kill me. But I just don't know what to do with it all. And actually, it won't be so much. Then I'll just have the one big trunk, I think, and maybe a box or so to ship. But I'm sending all that linen and everything home, and my blender. I think I told you I bought a blender. It was $20, which is a good buy. I bought that in Subic. I've got more junk. I'm waiting to see it. Get a load of that tape recorder I got. You're going to die. Well, anyhow, I better get going. And make a tape soon, and I'll tape again next weekend. Bye for now.